Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast allows fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Ian Allers. Allers is one of four seniors that are part of head coach Shane Rainier's first recruiting class. Allers discusses his time at Haverford, what it was like to go back home to Costa Rica with his team, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So you are from Costa Rica, and you got to obviously go back home for a little bit. What was that like to go through that experience with your teammates?
Definitely a weird experience. Like the same routes we drove to practice, we drove past my high school. So it's definitely weird going through kind of like a familiar place with my new friends. I've never seen it, but Costa Rica is such a beautiful place, and I missed a lot. But it was definitely good to be back with people that, like my new family at Haverford. It was a cool experience.
What are some of the things that you guys did, though, other than, you know, just playing soccer?
Yeah, so we played a decent amount of soccer. We went up one day to try to see a volcano, but the crater was kind of covered by a fog, which was kind of a bummer. We did some zip lining, which was a lot of fun. The boys got a real laugh out of that one. And I think the highlight of the trip for most of the kids was whitewater rafting down the Pequoti River, which is kind of like a must-do in Costa Rica, and it was beautiful right out of a movie.
So when you're going through the experience of looking at colleges, trying to find the best fit for you, what are some of the things that attracted you to Haverford College?
To start, Haverford is like an elite academic institution. I was definitely drawn to that. And secondly, it was kind of the feel of the school, the campus, the kids. And right when I did my official visit, I fell in love with the campus. The guys were all kind of just like a family. It didn't matter if a senior was talking to a freshman. It was kind of just like a very close-knit group, and I didn't really see that at any other school. So I was really attracted to that.
You discussed the academic prestige at Haverford College. How have you balanced your life as a student-athlete?
It's definitely tough, and it definitely took some time to get used to. But I think the biggest thing is that you have a huge support system there with you. So you automatically, when you first step on campus, have 26 best friends that have got your back academically, on and off the field, everything. So they're really there to help you kind of make sure you balance things correctly, whether it's staying in an extra 2 hours in the library instead of going home and hanging out with friends. You always have like a group of guys that are willing to study extra with you, or kind of just make sure that the academic part is going well.
What internships have you done over the past couple of years to prepare for life after school?
Yeah, so I've done three kind of summer internships every summer, all very marketing related. The first one I worked in Panama. I worked at like a dairy producing company, and I did some marketing there. Sophomore to junior year, I worked at a money remittance company in D.C., which was a lot of fun because it dealt with the whole like Latin American aspect, which I was really interested in. And then this past summer, I interned as a marketing intern at a large hedge fund in D.C. So all kind of marketing-based with stuff that interests me and that I like.
Is there one particular moment away from the soccer field that at Haverford College that has stood out above the rest?
I think there's not one particular moment. There's times where I'm with kind of the guys or like a bunch of friends, and it's cool to see how within the soccer team we have so many different people that participate in different activities. I think there's one night where we went to one of a couple of our friends' a cappella concert, and then we went to another one of our friends' like rock concert. Oh, wow. So it was kind of just cool to see like the whole group support like our friends and their interests and kind of the other stuff that they're doing. So that was like one moment that was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm at a special place, and I have some special friends to do it with.
You are part of head coach Shane Rainier's first recruiting class. I know this is a loaded question, but is there a way you could describe how the past 4 years have been like with the group of seniors that you're with?
I mean, roller coaster. We started our freshman year, and we actually won the Centennial Conference, which had never been done before, and won our first NCAA game. So that was definitely a high. The past two seasons, we've done very well in the regular season. Maybe had some higher expectations, though. But I think all in all, I mean, with every soccer team, with every season, you'll have your ups and downs. And that's definitely true here. But I think we're riding our highs much more than we're getting down on our lows. So it's definitely a one-of-a-kind experience, but something definitely positive that have helped us grow as people and as athletes.
What are your plans after school?
The million-dollar question. ideally, I get an or a job somewhere. If you ask me where, I'm not gonna know. But the dream is to get a job. If not, I may talk about moving back to Costa Rica, or may talk about going to law school, studying for that.
Yeah, you had some marketing internships, and you're a political science major. Is there a particular avenue you like to go into, or?
I think the most, maybe like advertising, marketing, stuff that really interests me. So if anyone out there has a job they wanna, you can contact the Haverford Athletic Department. I'm accepting all offers right now. But yeah,
it's okay. It's perfectly acceptable. You have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling myself.
So this part of the interview is a little bit where you get to show off your personality a little bit. So these are some rapid fire questions that
that comes to mind.
Yeah. So favorite sports team growing up?
Arsenal.
Favorite movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Okay. favorite book?
Hunger Games Part 2.
Okay. What about do you like the movie?
Yeah, I mean, movies are always a ripoff of the books. I really like to get into the books before the movies.
Fair enough. Favorite food?
Gallo Pinto. It's a Costa Rican dish. Rice and beans in the morning.
Okay. Favorite vacation spot?
Croatia.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Batman.
There you go.
Okay.
who's been your favorite Batman? Michael Keaton, Christian Bale.
Oh, I'm all about the future, so I think Affleck's gonna.
Really?
Yeah, I think Affleck's gonna kill
it. See, I'm a little nervous about Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have the right to be.
Yeah, so George Clooney is not your favorite Batman.
No.
have you seen that movie?
No, definitely too young for that. Yeah.
It was the worst. Like, when I first saw it when I was younger, I was like, oh my god, it's Batman, it's so cool. Then you watch it when you're older, and
it's not very.
It's awful.
Okay, I'll make sure I don't watch it.
It's definitely the worst Batman. getting back on track, what's the most played song on your iTunes playlist?
Most played song on my iTunes playlist? Drake, Back to Back.
Okay. And then, what was your best Halloween costume?
Best Halloween costume?
That's appropriate, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm kidding. I would never do. firemen. My friends and I did fire. We were dressed up as firemen last year. That was fun.
Okay. So this part of the interview is a little bit more deep thinking questions.
Oh god.
If there was one rule you could change about soccer, what would it be?
Subs. Add more subs.
Okay. You have 3 wishes from a genie. No, you cannot wish for more wishes, and no, you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Okay. Wish to win the Centennial Conference this year. Wish to get a job after school. And I wish all my friends and family stay happy and healthy forever.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
teleportation.
Okay. Any particular reason? Just
it's a long walk up from the apartments to the dining center.
Fair enough. All right. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Future.
Would any particular reasons to see what it's like, or
past is the past. Whatever happened happened. Yeah.
All right.
Not gonna dwell on that.
Fair enough. You have a golden ticket and go to any concert, past or present. What would the band be?
I would probably go to, if I'm thinking just about myself here, I'd probably go to a Pitch Perfect kind of movie tour where they all sing their greatest hits in the acapella world.
Okay. If you could trade places with any person in the world for one day, who would it be?
It'd be with Coach Rainier, so I know he has a real tough job, but if I could really get in his shoes and understand all the challenges he faces, make me understand how hard it is to be a coach, especially with the expectations we have.
If a movie was made about your life, what genre would the movie be?
Comedy.
You're going to a dinner, and you can invite three people, past or present. Who would they be and why?
I'd invite my mom, because I feel like it's going to be a cool dinner. She definitely deserves to be there. I'd invite Messi, just because he's could be the greatest soccer player of all time. I'm not going to pass up a chance to meet him. And if I'm inviting Messi, then I gotta invite my younger brother, because he's a huge Messi fan. So definitely looking out for the family.
Okay, well done. You were walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. Just kind of go with your gut if you feel. And I mean, not just Haverford, in any college, if you feel like this is the right place, don't overthink it. But I mean, you're definitely gonna be, if your gut tells you you're gonna like it here, you're gonna like it here. If it's with soccer, I'd tell you that you're gonna have the greatest time of your life here. You'll automatically have 30 best friends, and it's definitely a good experience.
If you could create a holiday, what would it be?
It would be just pick a day off day. I don't know. If you're not feeling it that day, you definitely only get one of these. Let's make ourselves clear. But if you're just not feeling it that day, I think boss has got to understand that you're taking a holiday.
Okay. All right. And then my final question is, describe your perfect day.
Perfect day at Haverford?
Just your what would be a perfect day for you?
Oh man. All right. Wake up. Alarm is ringing. It's Back to Back by Drake. So I wake up already happy and pumped to really tackle the day. Go to the dining center with a bunch of friends, make myself an egg, bacon and cheese bagel. And then I'll go to class, just one class though, because I mean I like to be kind of, I'm a very curious individual, so I like to be academically stimulated. So I'll go to a class, have a great time at the class, come back, and then weirdly enough there's like a beach right at my apartment, so I'll just hang by the beach.
That's
for a little
crazy
bit.
That worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah. So I'll hang by the beach by a little bit until soccer practice. Go to soccer practice, have a great soccer practice, really enjoy it with my friends. Go to the dining center. They're serving possibilities, so make myself a mean possibility plate with some pesto. And then I guess go back down to the apartment, maybe watch a movie. I'm not saying it has to be Pitch Perfect, but we watch a movie, and then just kind of hang out and chill until it's time to go to bed and get a good night's rest of sleep so I can tackle the same thing tomorrow.
Thanks to Ian for coming onto the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Feel free to rate and leave comments on who we should interview next. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!